My dearly beloved in Christ, we begin this morning with today's gospel, which is one of several times when our Lord reiterated what we refer to as the two great commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself for the love of God. So we have these two great commandments, and they remind us what St. Paul says in his epistle to the Corinthians when he says there are three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. The greatest of these is charity. And we must always remember that, because we can have a very strong faith, we can have hope, but if we lack charity, we are spiritually dead. Without charity, we would be without the grace of God, and again, spiritually dead within. So charity is the greatest of the virtues. And our efforts in this life really should be to grow day by day in the love of God, in the virtue of charity. How can we do that? First and foremost, we prove our love for God by obedience to His will, fulfilling the commandments. We also can grow in charity by making acts of love of God. You know the act of charity, oh my God, I love thee above all things, etc. So to say that daily, and even a short prayer, my God, I love thee, help me to grow in love for thee. So we must always remember the importance of the virtue of charity. But another thing that helps us to grow in charity is maintaining our daily prayer life. And especially this month of October is the month of the Holy Rosary. And I would like to say a few words this morning regarding the Holy Rosary, and in particular to quote a few sections from the book, The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. Every year when October comes around, I like to pick up this book and read some sections of it. St. Louis talks about the origin of the Rosary, what the rosary is composed of, and he gives some wonderful miracles resulting from the devout recitation of the rosary. Now, first of all, the rosary was given to Saint Dominic by Our Lady herself when Saint Dominic was waging a battle against the heresy of the Albigensians. And he found his efforts were futile in trying to convert them. And in prayer and fasting, begging our Blessed Mother, begging our Lord to help him know how he could reach them, it was then that Our Lady appeared to him and gave him the rosary as we have it today, and told him, preach the rosary, and urge the people to pray the rosary. And by doing so, they obtained the grace of conversion and rejecting their errors. And so it is like the world was renewed through the rosary in the 13th century. But as often happens, over time, that fervor waned. And in particular, in the 14th century, there was a plague, so terrible a plague that it carried off many lives in 1349. And it was then, actually the following century, after all the troubles of the 1300s, that our Lord spoke to another priest, and this one was named Blessed Alan, Alan de la Roche, a French priest who was devout to the rosary, but he was not preaching it. And this is what our Lord said to him when he appeared to him in 1460, or spoke to him from the host, while Blessed Alan was saying Mass. One day when he was saying Mass, our Lord, who wished to spur him on to preach the rosary, spoke to him in the Sacred Host, "How can you crucify me again so soon?" Jesus said, "What did you say, Lord?" asked Blessed Alan, horrified. "You crucified me once before by your sins," answered Jesus, "and I would willingly be crucified again rather than have my Father offended by the sins you used to commit." You are crucifying me again now because you have all the learning and understanding that you need to preach my mother's rosary, and you are not doing so. If you only did this, you could teach many souls the right path and lead them away from sin, but you are not doing it. And so you yourself are guilty of the sins that they commit. Now you can imagine how this shocked him. And of course, he did begin to preach the rosary right away with wonderful results. And when we think about our own times, if there has ever been an age when the recitation of the rosary is necessary, is so valuable, a means of grace, we need it today. When we have so many more evils to counteract, to resist, so many occasions of sin in the world, we recall that at Fatima, Our Lady, every time she appeared, asked for the daily recitation of the rosary. And when she identified herself finally on the 13th of October to the children, she said, "I am the Lady of the Rosary." Of all the wonderful titles that Our Lady could have used to identify herself, she chose that of the Holy Rosary. So let us reflect then on the importance of this prayer, which is made up of the two greatest prayers. First of all, the Lord's Prayer, the one that Jesus himself gave us. There could be no greater prayer than the Our Father. Books have been written explaining phrase by phrase the meaning of the Our Father. Also, we have the Hail Mary, which is referred to as the angelical salutation because it begins with the words of the Archangel Gabriel to Our Lady, asking her, inviting her to be God's mother. There also are the inspired words of Saint Elizabeth to Our Lady, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." And the final words, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death," were added by Holy Mother Church around the year 430 at the time of the Council of Ephesus to counteract the Nestorian heresy, which denied that Our Lady is the Mother of God. So Holy Mother Church added those prayers and commanded that they be joined with the first two parts of the Hail Mary. Now there's an interesting thing that St. Louis says here in his book, Secret of the Rosary, regarding the Hail Mary. You probably have noticed that I have the practice of leading a Hail Mary at the beginning of a sermon, as do many priests. And the reason is because of what St. Louis de Montfort says here in this book. He says, quote, "All priests say a Hail Mary with the faithful before preaching to ask God's grace. They do this because of a revelation that St. Dominic had from Our Lady. My son," she said one day, "do not be surprised that your sermons fail to bear the results you had hoped for. You are trying to cultivate a piece of ground which has not had any rain. Now, when Almighty God planned to renew the face of the earth, he started by sending down rain from heaven. And this was the angelic salutation. In this way, God made over the world." So that angelic salutation, the Hail Mary, was like a heavenly dew that came down in this earth to water the earth, so that grace would abound. So the rosary then, we begin with the Apostles' Creed, a profession of our faith. We have Our Fathers and Hail Marys, and the decades conclude with the beautiful prayer of praise of the Holy Trinity, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost." And then we also add the pardon prayer that Our Lady taught the children of Fatima and asked them to recite at the end of each decade, "O my Jesus, forgive us our sins," etc. The Hail Mary, the Holy Rosary, then is composed of these beautiful prayers, but also part of the rosary is meditation upon the mysteries. The mysteries of the life, the death, and the resurrection and glory of our Lord, and also our Blessed Mother, the joyful mysteries, the sorrowful, and then the glorious mysteries. And many people find it difficult to meditate on these mysteries as they're praying the decades. In fact, we all have to constantly fight against distractions during prayer. So I want to say a few things about how to do that. How can we pray better? How can we overcome our distractions? Because we all have distractions when we pray, more or less. And oftentimes our time in prayer is spent fighting against distractions, trying to put them out of our mind. So here are a few practical suggestions. First of all, when you are going to pray and you've been busy, don't just simply kneel down, make the sign of the cross and go right into your prayer, but take a minute or so to, so to speak, decompress. Take a minute to clear all distractions out of your mind and say, well, all the things I have to do, all of my cares, I'm not going to think about right now. Because right now, I'm going to address Almighty God, our Lord, our Blessed Mother. I'm going to pray, and nothing else is so important. So I'm going to worry about those cares and concerns later. But right now, I'm going to set them aside. So we take some time to dispose ourselves to pray. And also, think about what St. Teresa of Avila suggests. She said, think about to whom you are going to speak, who you are that is doing the speaking, and why you're doing this. First of all, I'm going to address my Creator. I'm going to speak to Almighty God. And who am I? Nothing but a sinner, unworthy, undeserving of God's grace and help. So I humble myself. And why do I do this? Because I am utterly dependent upon God's grace, God's help. Without His help, I can do nothing good. And so if we think of those thoughts before we begin our rosary or any other prayers, it is easier to pray without being so distracted. And especially when we're all in turmoil, take some time to just simply calm down, reflect upon what you are going to do, and then pray. Now, speaking particularly about the mysteries, it is helpful to have a booklet. There are booklets that have a short meditation or a reading on each decade, or maybe a thought you can associate with each Hail Mary, such as the scriptural rosary. Also having a picture of the mystery that you can focus on as you pray the mysteries. So let us make an effort to do so. Now at Fatima, Our Lady requested that we pray at least 5 decades of the rosary each day. I know of a number of good, faithful Catholics who try to pray all 15 decades every day. Especially when you get older, your children have grown up, they're out of the house, you don't have as many duties, you have more free time. Pray some extra decades, even the entire rosary. In fact, St. Louis Marie de Montfort talks about or recommends praying all 15 decades if one can each day. And he says, if you do so, at the hour of your death, you will bless the day and the hour in which you began to follow my advice, to pray all 15 decades. So at the beginning of this wonderful month of the rosary, let us reflect that Our Lady gave us this prayer, this beautiful prayer, which is a combination of a number of different prayers, the Our Father, Hail Mary, the Apostles' Creed, Glory Be, etc., and the meditation on the life of our Lord and of our Blessed Mother. And that in our time, Almighty God and our Blessed Mother have attached to the recitation of the rosary more graces than were available perhaps in centuries past, because we live at a time when we need more help from Almighty God. And that help is available, and it is especially available through the recitation of the rosary. Let us examine ourselves today. How faithful have I been to Our Lady's rosary? How well do I pray the rosary? And let us rededicate ourselves to being faithful to the rosary, at least 5 decades of the rosary every day, and to strive to pray it as well as possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.